Thousands of Floridians who have served their time after a felony conviction don't know whether they can get their voting rights back. Advocates have asked state officials for years to create a system to help them get an answer. NPR's Ashley Lopez reports on a new state proposal that those advocates say could be a step in the right direction.
It's been almost 6 years since Florida voters approved a ballot measure restoring voting rights to people with felony convictions. But before that measure, known as Amendment 4, went into effect, Republican lawmakers required that people pay off any fees and fines associated with their sentence. Since then, it's been hard for felons to know if they're eligible to vote or how much they might owe to get their rights back.
It really created a challenge for, we would say, roughly around 700,000. So we do know that there are like hundreds of thousands of folks that just don't know.
That's Desmond Mead with the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. He says part of the problem is that lawmakers didn't create a system or database for people to look up what they might owe. When asked about this, Florida Secretary of State Cord Byrd told lawmakers last year that returning citizens could always reach out to his office for help.
But there's not a database, and part of the problem is that the clerks of court are the repository of much of the information regarding fines, fees, restitution, because that's really where the difficulty is coming in with the Amendment 4 voters.
Mead's deputy director, Neil Vole, says he's been working with the state for years now to try to fix this.
And so what we've been asking for is clarity in the process and a deadline in which the state would give a yes or no answer to a returning citizen who's trying to seek clarity.
And recently, state election officials announced they have a plan to make this easier. If approved, Floridians would be able to request an opinion from the state, and they'd get an answer within 90 days. Here's advocate Desmond Mead again.
I think this is a big step on the part of the state to help people come to a solid answer on whether or not they're eligible and have to feel comfortable.
This process, though, is unlikely to give folks a solid answer in time for them to register for this year's presidential election, where Floridians will also weigh in on ballot measures related to abortion and legalizing marijuana. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.